absolute silence as deep in the undergrowth of North County Dublin we're recording this podcast.
Somebody kill the Ryanair airplane, please.
Welcome to the loudest gardening podcast in the world, the Sodcast, with your host Peter Donegan.
Yes, folks, it is. Ooh, garden time again. Thank God. What a glorious day in North County Dublin. How's the weather going where you are? It's surprising because when I looked at the weather forecast for all of this week, it kind of gave mixed reactions. It was kind of saying, you know, wear your raincoat, but, you know, also bring your sun cream. But I don't know what to be. Give me a duck in a canoe and a pair of Wellingtons. I don't know. I'm mildly confused. I'm having weather outdoors complex. Reminds me of my fake tan that didn't wash off from last week. Okay, up there on the blog from last week, there are two posts. Sorry, this week, there are two posts. The first one is the Robinia pseudo-acacia frisia. How brilliant do I sound saying that? Robinia pseudo-acacia frisia. And the second one was the Perfect Client's Garden. Now, the Perfect Client's Garden you might say, a little bit of an ode to the perfect garden and the perfect client. Because, Anya, I hope you're listening to this. I think when I say the perfect client's garden, the both of us, Peter, the reason why I get up in the morning, the reason why I do it, the reason why I love gardening, the reason why I love the great outdoors, I think both of us turned around and smiled at the end of it and went, yeah, you're good. And I was going, no, you're good. She's going, no, you're good. And I'm going, no, you're good. And then I'm going, yeah, I am good, actually, you're right. You know, there was an element to that to it, but we both got what we wanted out of it. And I just want to make gardens. That's all I want to do. You know, it's why it's never, I don't know, you know, it makes me smile. You get to turn around and go, well, guess what, how's your week? Hey, what did you do? Oh, wait, I'll tell you about this garden we did. Check it out. It's worthwhile. I like that there's a story in there. It's not, the plants didn't make it, they did. Okay, and the design, and again, how great I am, but it very much comes back to can't hammer this one home enough. If you are looking for the garden, it's nothing, listen to me, it's nothing to do with money. It is, okay, it is to an extent, but it's down to the relationship. It's down to the relationship. It's why, in my opinion, online, in gardening terms, only ever works to an extent. And it can't work any, you can find people that way, you can listen to me talk, but in a textual format, it only holds a limit. Because if I order a lime tree, for example, online, you got to see it. It's like trying a pair of shoes on. You can't. You can buy them online and you can be lucky. I've never bought shoes online. I've never bought plants online. I will buy it if I know the person who's going to be picking them out. That's the difference. So, yeah, look. Take a look. Tell me what you think. Agree, disagree. The Robinia pseudo-acacia frisia. Don't mean to baffle you or bombard you with botanical Latin, and again how intelligent I am, but the point to the Robinia was very, very simple. Okay, so you're going to be sitting in the garden this weekend with her indoors, as Arthur Daly used to call, isn't that what he called his wife, her indoors, wasn't it? You're going to be sitting in the garden with, you know, herself or the good lady or the good husband or the good man or the, you know, mom or dad or whatever the case may be. If you are, Just ponder this one. When you're sitting down, okay, and you're having that glass of wine on Saturday evening, and the kids are going to bed, just turn around and go, geez, wouldn't it be nice if there was a tree? You get me? If we could get a tree, where would we put one? Because what's going to happen essentially now, in about a month or two, I mean, kids are going back to school, so you're not far off September. You're not. Do you hear the door creaking in the background? You're not far off it. And tree planting season, inverted commas, is on the way. Now, here's one for you. Yes, you can plant a tree anytime you like in this country. Anytime you want. However, most motorways, industrial estates, etc., etc., housing estates, all of the tree planting will be done
come October, September, October onwards. Okay. Reason why, and the reason why I would advise, if you're not a gardener and you just want to put one tree in, and you should, because when you plant it in the ground, there is zero maintenance. The tree is dormant. That's why it's sleeping. It's sleeping. That's why. It's easy. Easy peasy, chalky cheesy. And it's also a little bit cheaper. A little bit cheaper. Okay? So, take my advice. Go plant a tree, folks. Or plan on planting one. This week's oddities. Ken Earley's. Remember Ken? Last week, Ken was supposed to be swimming the English Channel with the whole family to raise a few bob for charity. For some reason or another, I just sent Ken a message saying, "Hey Ken, where's the photographs, mate?" Ken Early sent me one back saying that, quote, "The swim of the English Channel has been delayed by weather since Friday. They're waiting in the UK all week and hopefully it will happen by Saturday." Jeez, Ken. I mean, you know, I know you're no Arnold Schwarzenegger. No, look, serious note. I hope it goes well, Ken, mate. You need a haircut as well. Smarten yourself up and get a shirt and tie. There's also Elaine Rogers. Yeah, this is Elaine is doing a really cool run. Okay, you wonder why I mention all these bits and bobs. Anything to do with the great outdoors, as far as I'm concerned. Anything that gets people outside. Gets people outside, gets people walking, camping, trees, smelling the roses, pardon the cliched pun, whatever you want to call it. But that aside, when you're doing a run for breast cancer, as Elaine is doing, it's on September the 26th in Cork. You can go there, you can heckle her, you can praise her, you can applaud her. Similar to what you can do to me for doing this podcast. You can go to iTunes, you can go, "Ah, brutal, didn't like you, please stop talking. Number 5, I think you're brilliant, I think you're really good looking. Oh, thanks very much, it's not a problem at all, you know." Elaine is doing this one for breast cancer. I put a link up there. Go chuck her a few bob. It's a charity that is close to my heart. Elaine will definitely be getting a few quid out of my credit card. It's very easy to do on my charity website. Just go there and chuck her a few bob. You'll feel better. You will feel better. Give her some money. In the words of Bob Geldof, give her some money. John McGurk. Why have I got John McGurk on my blog? John McGurk is famous. Did you know that? He's on like TV3. He even looks intelligent. I don't know. John sent me one, and this is talking about the opposite of trees. Traffic jams in China hit 60 miles long. 60 miles long? Are you joking me, John? He's not joking. It's dead serious. Check it out. Worthwhile. Thanks for the link, John. Really appreciate that. I know you don't follow me on Twitter, but look, John, to be honest with you, I know you're famous. Yeah. You know, Elvis didn't follow me either. I'd put you in the same context up there. Moving on. Vina Williams. Hi, Vina. Vina is the mom of daughter Dina. Dina. I'd say they spent ages picking Dina's name. So Vina, Mina, Gina, Hina, Hyena, Dina. Done. I jest. I'm joking. I think the both of the ladies are absolutely fantastic. I was going to go for a Father Ted line. I won't. Vina was over at the Southport Flower Show. And what, if you're listening to Southport Flower Show, okay, this is what we were trying to get was, and what I was trying to do was to get some photographs of the Southport Flower Show for the blog to throw up there so people could see. But what I didn't want is the PR media shots. No offense. And I mean this sincerely. If you can hear this, okay. When Bloom in the Park did their show this year just gone, what they did for the first time, as far as I'm aware, correct me if I'm wrong, Bord Bia, was they teamed up with Pix.ie, company run by Marcus McInnes, nice guy. Also based in London at the moment, I think, aren't you, Marcus? But what they did was they gave the photo bloggers media passes. And they said to them, "Look, you go take a shot." So what you got was actually 50 variations of 60, 100, blah, 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 variations. And of like a garden. So as the sun went around, as Mary was leaning to the left, as the smile changed, catching her off guard, yakety yak, you know what I'm saying to you? And they uploaded all their photographs to their pics.ie album. When they tagged them, Bloom in the Park, bam. They went to one central archive as well. So when you went to pics.ie, you hit Bloom in the Park, you got thousands and thousands, thousands of photographs. But you could literally go through and go, don't like that shot of that garden, don't like that shot. Ah, that's the one. Joe Public was allowed to do the same thing. All you had to do was tag them, Bloom in the Park, and bam, they all linked straight across to the one main archive. That's the bit I was looking for if you're listening to the South Park Flower Show. We actually, Vina actually sent me a message during the week saying she couldn't get photographs from her friends. I don't know why. I mean, Vina, come on, what's the story with the friends? Are they on the old click, almost get them developed? I don't know. I mean, if your mates are listening, Vina, no, look, that's what I was hoping for. And it's not the reason why. I mean, I'm sure there are photographs in there that I could have nabbed, but I didn't want it. I wanted something that was taken by somebody who Vina knew, so it'd be on the blog and maybe a little bit personal. So it's, you know, whilst I do jest, the answer is I wanted Jimmy's or Mary's or Michael's shots or somebody that Vina knew who knew somebody who knew somebody so I could use them. That's what I was hoping for. It didn't happen. But I will say to you, the link that Vina sent me was, quote, Southport Flower Show, open to new ideas and feedback at this stage. We plan 18 months ahead, so we're already 6 months into 2011 show. Something else. Next year's team, vintage. That's serious, isn't it? 18 months. I mean, I know what goes into building a show garden. And believe me, you can knock 4 months out of my life. But then I never made things easy for myself. First up, it was never really a patch of grass and a few plants and a bit of a deck. Never, never. Not even along the lines of it. You know, so I know for a fact you could call me homeless for just about 3-4 months because I spent most of my time in Phoenix Park. For the people behind the scenes, you got to take your hat off and tip the cap. You really do. It's impressive. It's really, really impressive. As I said, I got a funny feeling this time next year, I'm going to be across. Go take a look at South Park Flower Show's website. I think it's worthwhile. I like the photographs. I just didn't use any of them on this blog post. Oh, yeah. Okay. So we have an interesting story in this week. Moving on. Fine Gael, Fine Gael, a Irish government party, more like it. They put out a note, yesterday, the day before, saying, quote, the government are imposing a €900 tax hike on work vehicles. Bull. Bull. Absolute bull. I'll quote Al Kennedy. Quote, however, apparently it was all a big media lie and John Gormley is lovely. Well, I don't know about the lovely bit, but it was all a big media lie. And Fine Gael, no offence, catch yourself on. Seriously. We pay your wages. You're sitting there acting the maggot, typing out some blurb. You know, guys like me, I'm self-employed. I'm 34 years of age. I've got a child, mortgage, etc., etc. €900 tax added onto a vehicle that isn't taking place. Do you know the worry you probably put through a lot of guys like me? The worry that you ran into our minds, brains, whatever you want to call it. The people out there that are still thinking, where am I going to get the €900 from? Do you know the weather we had last year? The landscape and trade, an entire washout followed by minus 18 Celsius in winter time. People are only getting back on their feet, those who did survive it, and you've got what right to turn around and go €900? I wouldn't mind if you sent out an apology. I wouldn't mind if you did, but you didn't. Okay, here's the funny thing, and whilst you were sending out all this media bullcrap trying to grab brownie points off of the working classes, Dan Boyle, if you're listening, thanks very much, mate. I really do appreciate it. Don't get me wrong. When you screw up, Dan Boyle, by the way, is Green Party Minister. I've interviewed him before. He's a nice guy in the sense that he responds. He's also a Green Party politician. He's also a politician. No offence. But like I said before, if Elvis goes on stage in Vegas and I pay €100 in to see him, and he does a bad show, I'm entitled to turn around and say, I thought that was brutal. Thought it was rubbish. I didn't like it. You're allowed to criticise. In the context of that, politicians whose wages we, taxpayer, pay. when they make a faux pas, you're allowed to turn around and say, bad boy. When they do something good, you're allowed to say, well, you know, fair point. But Dan interacted, engaged with me when I said, what the blazes are the Green Party at? He was the one who said, and I said to him, listen, you tell me I'm not going to get a 900 quid bill on my vehicle. And Danny said, no, you're not. Okay, summed up by Al Kennedy, quite rightly. You know, I had Simon Parmer in there as well. Simon was talking to me about it too. It's not happening, is the answer. I don't know what it's all about. There's been a few links going around the place, a few stories, but essentially the answer is I wouldn't be sweating it. I wouldn't worry about it. Anyhow, even if I did get caught, I live, eat, sleep, drink and work. If I'm coming down for a pint of milk and a guard, a policeman pulls me over in my work vehicle and says, is this work or not? You better believe it, it's work, because I'm still working, because I'm going back to make Mary a cup of coffee. So I can talk about guards. I don't care. What are you going to do? Put me in prison? Flip. Don't be sweating it. Bernie Goldback. Hi, Bernie. Bernie sent me a link. Apparently my shed is being out pimped. I give you free advice, Bernie. This is the thing you throw back in my face. Yeah, I'm joking. Yeah, I like it, Bernie. It makes me smile. And that makes me smile. Yeah, no. It's better than your sense of humour, Bernie. I'll tell you that for free. Okay, photographs up there in the blog. Sorry, dude. Photographs up in the blog. Kevin O'Reilly. There's four photographs, last four photographs. Kev's about 15, 16. He's a good friend of Peter Nugent. Hi, Peter. Hope you're listening. Yeah. Kevin and Peter, for those who were at the celebration for Ella, my daughter, 2 weeks ago, Anthony McGuinness and co. Kevin was the young gentleman serving pints of Guinness, fairly much. One who had black hair, that was Peter, the other guy had, yeah. Kevin's about 15, 16, as I said. He's an avid gardener. He's a good gardener. I like it. Go see his efforts. There's four of them up there. Leave him a note. Wish him all the best. I think it's good. The Bretzel, is it Bretzel? Let me see this. Yeah, the Bretzel Bakery. Last night, walking through Dublin with George. Hi, George. Fox and Socks, that is. And we passed the Bretzel Bakery, bretzel.ie. They had their car charging on an electric port. I'd never seen an electric port in Dublin before. The thing was nicely lit up. I took two photographs. They're up there. Nice way to get advertising. Free. Makes you think. Nice story, wouldn't you say? First two photographs, Ballybohol. Ballybohol, North County Dublin. You're going to do anything this weekend. Hit Swords. Swords, just outside Dublin Airport. Drive through Ballybohol. Look at the fields on the left-hand side as you head towards the Knoll. Absolutely amazing. Funny thing is, all of these fields are going to be emptied. A couple of weeks ago, if you're following the blog, what you'll remember is I think I did a podcast where I was walking through, and I think it was the wheat or the straw was like up to chest height. I was walking through the dogs. Next, it's into bales. Bam. And you can see it's been taken away. It's going to change literally with the seasons. Take a drive through. Go straight through Ballybohol. Head to the Seamus Ennis Centre. Have yourself a cup of coffee and go back home again. Well worth the journey. Nice middle of nowhere country town. Rudbeckias. That's the flower up there that you're looking at this moment in time. Rudbeckia is it's a herbaceous plant. No gardener's one. Chop it, divide it, give a bit to the neighbours. It's in flower at this moment in time. Probably on the way out soon enough. Free flowers. Year after year after year after year. It's a chopper flying overhead. I'm sure you can hear that in the background. But it's old stock. It's old styly. It's good. I like it. That's about all I have time for today, folks. As always, www.donegallandscaping.com and hit the blog. If you are listening to the show and you have got this far, thanks very much for listening. It's because of you that I do it. Flick the iTunes link. Rate it. Tell me one. Shut up. Tell me five. I think you're great, Pete. I think you're great. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend and the great outdoors. As always, as I said to you, it's because of you that I do this. Thanks very much, folks. Bye-bye.